spreading farm information and occasionally manure. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
It is time again for Checkoff Chats, a conversation brought to you courtesy of our Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars, as well as our partners at the Equity Livestock Sales Association. Remember, all their locations across the state of Wisconsin continuing to work on communicating clearly with producers on how the markets are fluctuating, best days to be marketing, all the top quality marketing opportunities for you all in their locations. The Equity Livestock Sales Association, you find them online, equitycoop.com. We're finding them back online up in Manitowoc. The Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center is just a beautiful mechanism to try to teach non-farm consumers, and for those of us even in agriculture, some of the latest technology and innovations being used to produce today's food. Joining us is their program director, Katie Ward, and she is busy as ever up in Manitowoc. Katie, tell me a little bit about how COVID-19 did impact the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center right there just off I-43, but now you're kind of getting things back online in a real big way.
Yeah, so we did shut down for a little bit. We shut down when the state did, and then we actually started doing our first kind of events was the barnyard drive-through just to kind of get our feet wet. We still wanted people to interact with agriculture in the community and get them out of their house, but in a safe way. So we did a pop-up barnyard, and we had about 12 different farms come here. They left their animals here for us to take care of, and people could drive around in their cars and look at the animals. So that was our first one. And then we got the go-ahead to open up the building. So now we are open Friday through Sunday from 9 to 5, and we've been keeping pretty busy those weekends, so it's been good.
That's excellent. And now tell people a little bit about some of the unique opportunities that have been keeping you busy, aside from visiting the facility and doing it, you know, on your own time. You've been holding some very interesting camps to get younger folks engaged with what's going with agriculture.
Yeah, so we have launched two different types of camps. Little Farmers is for our 4 to 6 year olds, and what they are learning in their one day camp is everything from animal science, horticulture, and agronomy. They are out there scouting our fields with us, and then they are also in the back learning animal science with the calves, whether that is brushing them or learning parts with them. We also have a cow train that we got to use from a local farmer. He made it, and we give them train rides with our little cow train. And then we also have camp, calf camp, which is more focused on the calves aspect of it. So today was our first day with, we had a pretty big group. We have 9 people. Our camp only holds 10, so we almost had it full. It was pretty good. And they did everything from learning how to put halters on the calves. Tomorrow they're going to learn how to walk a calf. And then we have everything from healthcare, diseases. And then the end of the week, we're throwing a mac and cheese and pizza party where they also have to present to their parents what their ideal, you know, barn would be, what they would want to focus in, and kind of break down to, you know, questions that I had to answer back in school, you know, would you prefer group housing or individual housing? You know, so they are being challenged in unique different ways, so it's pretty cool.
How old are those kids, Katie?
So they are from 9 to 12-year-olds, and we have everyone from 2 little country boys who actually have a dairy farm all the way up to 2 girls who are in the city who've never even seen a calf. So we have all walks of it, and they are broken up into teams. And they're just teaching each other, and it's really great to watch. So they're really encouraging each other, too, which is cool.
Yeah, that really is exactly why the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center was created, folks. Again, like I said, it's off I-43 just outside of Manitowoc, and it's just beautiful, having been there a couple times myself. Now, I'm kind of looking forward to this next opportunity that is held in conjunction with our Wisconsin Beef Council as well as Equity Livestock. Tell me a little bit about the upcoming Butcher Block Party session that is being staged at Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center.
Yeah, so this has been kind of in the works. It was a little bit brought up last year, and then, you know, we kind of put it away for a little bit. But then as much as COVID has, you know, brought us new, you know, objects to go around, this, the COVID actually helped us, you know, really get the butcher block party started because people were wanting to know where their beef comes from, how producers are getting it, what does it mean to buy a half of a cow, and things like that. People were really starting to ask questions here, and we were like, this is a perfect opportunity. So the butcher block party is basically just going to be kind of filling in all those questions where consumers can come here and talk to a beef producer and talk to, you know, a meat market and see exactly what they need to. But that whole kind of conversation started when, you know, the public really started wanting those questions and answers. And we thought this was a great way to kind of kickstart that conversation.
Katie Wade's along with us. She is the program director at the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center. Now, this butcher block party that we're talking about, Katie, is being held in conjunction with the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars. When is it and how can people tap into it?
Yep. So it is going to be held August 8th here. It is actually included in your Farm Wisconsin admission along with the mini seminar. So how we are breaking it down is we're going to have coloring stations, photo booth. We're going to have a beef muscle workout with an actual trainer to do farm workout sessions for the kids. We will also have rides with the cow trains and then live presentations. So we will be pulling in, like I said, you know, the beef producers and the retails to do little mini seminars so people can really get that one-on-one interaction. And we're also going to be having a retail meat cutter cutting meat, so doing a hands-on beef cutting demonstration and breaking down the primal cuts of meat. This way people can actually see, you know, where does that, you know, the ribeye come from and different parts of it. And then they're actually, we're trying to put together recipes so people can take home that and they know how to use the meat and different things like that. So we have a wide age range that we are accommodating for, but all it is August 8th and it is included in your Farm Wisconsin admission. So you just come on down and that also gets admission into the center, which includes the birthing barn. And so far at all our big events, we've had one or two calves born. So we've lucked out really well.
Well, that's outstanding. Now, is it going to be a day-long learning opportunity, or do I have to focus in on specific times of that day on August 8th?
Yep, so specific times between 10 and 2. The mini seminars are going to be starting right away at 10:30 just because they are producers and they are, you know, volunteering their time and they have to get back on the field. So they're going to be right away in the morning, and then the games and everything will continue all the way throughout until 2 o'clock.
Excellent. Again, the date is August 8th. The Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center is very easy to find, just off I-43 outside of Manitowoc, and of course online, farmwisconsin.org. Now, Katie, because we've been so heavily influenced by COVID-19, if there are people that are listening and say, well, wait a minute, I do want to find out about where certain cuts come from on an animal, I do want to see the facility, any virtual opportunities to pick up some of this one-day information online?
Yep. So if you go to our website under farmwisconsin.org, we actually have activities and at-home experiments. So a lot of the information that we will provide there will also be linked online that they can get. We also are going to be doing our Facebook event, so feel free to follow that. We will be posting things, you know, from the Wisconsin Beef Council and from Farm Wisconsin that people can easily use, you know, at home to figure out. I know I'm looking at right now Beef Made Easy, all the primal cuts. I'm staring at it right now. So just easy things that they can print off and, you know, how to cook them and things like that.
Excellent. Yeah, and of course, folks, we always refer you to beeftips.com. That is the website of the Wisconsin Beef Council where they have more recipes than you can possibly go through, but also we'll be referencing the Butcher Block Party coming up on August 8th at the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center with a real opportunity to get up close and personal with those butchers, with those producers, and find out really where your beef comes from. Of course, the Checkoff Chat brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council, beeftips.com, and our friends at the Equity Livestock Sales Association. For more information, equitycoop.com to find that market manager near you that can answer your questions about day-to-day marketing opportunities for your livestock. And of course, Katie Wade along with us, program director at the Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center. That, my friends, is your Checkoff Chat. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.